seems like you're surprisingly comfortable having uncomfortable conversations. And I've seen you do this live a couple of times where you're asking for things that perhaps other people wouldn't ask for, but that you should ask for. Or you're saying things that maybe you shouldn't say by some politically correct standard, but you do. And how did you get to that point? Because it seems like the reason a lot of people fail in, whether it's negotiating for a raise or negotiating any type of deal or asking for anything they want or coming clean and avoiding some huge fucking PR scandal just by being honest at the outset, they're not willing to have those uncomfortable conversations. So why do you think you're so comfortable doing that?
I think it's probably because I want to avoid an even more difficult conversation down the road if I'm caught not speaking the truth the first time around.
Yeah.
It's a lot more difficult to have the conversation to say like, oh, yeah, I kind of wasn't like fully bringing everything to light in this original conversation. So, and I feel like I don't know, man. Like if you admit your faults, then other people can't point them out in you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
Like if you make,
it's the same thing with like stand up comics who take the piss. That's a really fucking Commonwealth expression, but make fun of themselves before the audience can,
right?
To just like steal the thunder in that way, so that they can run the show and do what they want to do.
Yeah, maybe that's that. I think I'd never thought about this before. It's funny that you bring it up, but like I feel like that's probably the reason why, because I want to say everything there is to be said that's negative. So that we can get that out of the way. So I don't have to be ridiculed in some way. Like, yeah. I think that at Dig, especially, we were under a lot of scrutiny all the time.
Yeah.
Because we had such a very vocal audience, like that was taking down sites and servers, and because we had so much traffic.
Took down my server. First time my servers got taken down, I remember very clearly. It was in New York City. And I had this very odd blog post called From Geek to Freak, How I Gained 34 Pounds of Muscle in 28 Days.
Yeah.
That hit the Dig front page and took down my whole fucking site. And it was like a big deal. And that was a very important defining moment for me. I remember, Dig was extremely powerful for a very long time.
Yeah, it was. And because of a lot of that, the press used to always love to like sit down with us and be like, what do you think about your audience and like the fact that they make these types of comments about certain users and, or there's a post about, certain ladies in bikinis and they hit the front page and it got all these clicks and all these men are saying these really crude things. Like, how does that make you feel? And I felt like I was always being hit with all of these kind of like, you suck, tell us why you don't suck questions, you know? that I was just like, you know what? You're right, we do suck, you know? It's like, that's the only thing you can do.
Yeah, like, look, humanity's fucking brutal. Yeah, like, exactly. I'm sorry.
I'm like
if you have, how many monthly unique visitors did you have?
38 million was the highest.
It's like, so if you take
38 million people in a sandbox. 1,000
assholes in a fucking auditorium, like, you're gonna have, not assholes, I'm sorry, like, 1,000 people in an auditorium. Like, think of any school play, right? Or like any little league game,
right?
And you have like 300 dads. They're always going to be four fucking asshole dads who are like yelling and screaming, right? And blue in the face,
right?
Like, so you take 38 million people and you extrapolate it out, of course you're going to have a fucking mess in your
hands. It was, so I just realized that, like, at that point you just got to surrender and not fight and just be like, listen, and it actually helps out a ton, because people are like, oh, he's just human.